All right, joining us on 93 WIBC, the Monrovia High School principal, Mike Springer. Mike, we are living in a very challenging time right now with coronavirus and the impact it's having on schools. Many schools have been forced to cancel their graduations or postpone their graduations, and you guys were able to work out a way that you guys were able to do your graduation on Friday at your football field. Kind of give us the details of what you guys have planned there.
Sure, and thank you, John, for giving us your attention this morning. We initially in April and May, like many schools, were just wrestling around with trying to figure out what to do for our seniors. A virtual graduation was not a popular idea in our community, and so we decided to try to roll the dice and have a ceremony outdoors in July. And that was decided upon and school board approved in early June. And so here we are, mid-July, ready to go. We've got a practice this morning with our kids. And then tomorrow night at 7 p.m., we are going to have a ceremony with all of our students. We're going to have a crowd of about 50% capacity of what our football stadium will hold for social distancing. And, of course, we're recommending face masks and face coverings be worn by our guests, and of course our seniors will have face coverings as well. So we're following all the guidelines set forth by the state and county health departments. And right now we feel like if Mother Nature will cooperate, we think we can make it happen tomorrow night.
And you guys are going to allow each student to get four tickets, and in some of the other cases where I've heard graduations going on where they did do something outside, maybe they only allowed one ticket or two tickets. How did you guys come to the idea of allowing four tickets?
Well, we're a little bit lucky in that we have 140 graduates, and we have a football stadium that seats 1,500 students or 1,500 guests. So we were able to, because we don't have quite as many students, we were able to propose this to our local or our county health department, and they were okay with it, with the tickets being four. And we wanted to do that for our community because two's tough for a lot of families, and the fact that we have a little bit smaller graduating class, we were able to get to four just because of the size of our football stadium.
And what are, I know you guys, there's some things about your graduation that are going to be normal, like you're going to have speeches from the valedictorian, the salutatorian, and the class president, which, that's probably more on the normal side, but you're also going to have some things that are going to be a little bit different because of coronavirus limitations. What's kind of different about this graduation than, other graduations you'll see?
Sure, that's a great question. So, fortunately, band at our school we're really proud of. They do an amazing job during our ceremony. It's really the highlight between our band and our choir. Both groups, one led by Chad Roscoe, one led by Brian Willett, they're not going to be able to participate. So that's going to be sad. We're also not going to do the pomp and circumstance processional where the students actually, march into their seating area, and so they'll just go straight to their seats, which will be socially distanced. Each chair's 6 feet apart, so that's sad as well for them. So we'll just kind of just get started, and they'll already be in their seats. So those are just right there a couple of items or traditions that we're not going to be able to do.
Seating capacity at the football field's 1,500, and you guys anticipate having about 525 tickets. Is that right? Which would make it under 50% capacity.
That's correct. And I'll be honest with you, it's been kind of funny. It's the hottest ticket in town right now. Didn't mean for it to be that way. We've always been general admission. We try to get as many people in our gym as possible for graduation. It's a really fun night. Right now we're at 525 is going to be how many tickets are going to be out there.
You say students will be socially distanced on the football field. What is everybody kind of has an idea? Everybody knows, obviously, more than 6 feet apart. But how? What is that going to look like? Is that every three chairs, four chairs? How are you guys going to do that?
Yeah, so that's, again, another good question. So we have, like I said, around 140 students. And since we're working with the football field, we can really, I'm sure our spacing is greater than six. We lined the field just like we were going to have a football game. We put our M in the center of the football field, put the lines on the 40, 50, things like that. So it was kind of nice as far as putting chairs down. We could really get a good idea how to space it out. So it does look a little different in that we've got 140 chairs and they're spread out almost on one full half of the football field.
And I know we are living in an age where mask mandates are being required in a lot of cities and towns now in Indiana and across America. And all of the guests, the students are obviously required to wear one, but it's just, you're just recommending other guests wear those face masks too, right?
We are, and this is from guidance from our Morgan County Health Department. They said that we, you know, should recommend it. We have sent emails, social media, things like that, just reminding guests that it's recommended that they have them, especially if they are in a situation where social distancing is not possible. And I think of things like maybe if you're trying to get into the bathroom, or if for some reason we had a weather event and people had to move into an area where, you know, you might be standing closer than 6 feet to someone. So that's why it's important that everybody have a mask or a face covering.
I know no band or show choir performance like you said, but are we still going to hear da, na, 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 na? Are we still going to hear that from like a CD or an iPod or something, or are you just going to kind of forego that?
No, you know, we're lucky. Our band director has a son who's a senior, and he's our class president. So we put him in charge of the public address system, and so he's got all the songs and the alumni song and things like that all ready to go, and he's just gonna have to hit a button. So yes, we'll have all that music. So it won't be the same as our live band, but we're in good hands with him.
All right, Monrovia High School Principal Mike Springer. Again, Monrovia delayed their graduation. They're now doing it this Friday at 7 o'clock at Hadley Field, which is their football field at Monrovia High School. Mike, congratulations on finding a time and a place to do this in tough circumstances and the times we're living in. And good luck to you. I hope you guys are able to pull it off without any problems.
Oh, thank you so much. And again, thank you for taking interest in our school community. We really appreciate it. And we definitely thank you for the good luck.